Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Thanksgiving weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you go to either our Instagram or a Facebook feed right now, you will see the breakfast plate that Chef Nick Weber of Populaire at South Coast Plaza prepared yesterday morning for the media reception at South Coast Plaza, previewing the holiday season. And it's going to be a good one. We're going to be chatting with Nick and his colleagues momentarily. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. All right. I have a triumvirate to welcome to the show this morning, that being two very talented chefs that are based in the area of South Coast Plaza, chefs Ross Pangilinan, who we know from Terrace by Mix, who is also a partner in the new Populaire at South Coast Plaza, and his partner, Chef Nick Weber, of Populaire at South Coast Plaza. If these gentlemen didn't have enough to do, they recently took over the food service at the brand new Orange County Museum of Art. They will be the official in-house caterers at that magnificent building and that magnificent space. And the cafe that is at the museum is called Verdant, which they also oversee. So with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Chefs Ross and Nick back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Morning, Andy. Thanks for having us on the show.
Ross, I've been waiting to have a chance to get to Verdant and the new Orange County Museum of Art. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to one of the preview events, but definitely have followed the progress, looked at the renderings of the building, kind of seen the architecture of the space. And for our listeners that are not familiar with this, this is a brand new addition to the performing arts area that's adjacent to South Coast Plaza. There's a whole arts district there. And this museum was designed by a Pritzker Award-winning architect with a price tag of $100 million. So it completes really the arts area in Costa Mesa there and is a magnificent addition to Southern California. Russ and Nick, you might mention just in passing how this opportunity came your way, because in terms of the restaurant, was the original plan to even have a restaurant there? Fill us in, if you would.
Go ahead, Nick. You want me to take this one? So I don't think the original plan was to have a restaurant there. They were going to have the catering venue, and the catering was going to be done by the venue next door at the concert hall. And then we got a new CEO, they wanted a restaurant, and they reached out to us. And during this time, we were still also negotiating with South Coast Plaza about the restaurant Populaire. And, you know, I told Nick, I was like, you know, if we can get one of these, I think we can make it work. But if we can also do both, I think it would be really amazing.
You have a new company, Ross. Yes. please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so we got, they're like, yeah, we want a restaurant, but we want it to be a vegan, vegetarian, vegetable forward. Nick is really creative with all kinds of flavors and putting different combinations together. He brought on someone he worked with for a long time, Chef Philip Tangonin, who's the chef, the executive chef on site. Who's responsible for the for Verdant and all the catering events. And Nick and I, you know, we come in and help out as needed.
Now, I believe we have another general partner of yours in the operation at the Orange County Museum of Art. I believe we have Alyssa McDermott with us. Alyssa, are you out there?
Hi, Andy. I'm here.
Good morning. Alyssa, if you could give us a little bit of an overview of what Verdant looks like at the Orange County Museum of Art and where it is, because you have a tremendous location and that patio that you have right outside the restaurant. I know that's going to be a very popular event space, particularly because in Southern California, we mainly have good weather.
Yeah, we're so fortunate to have that space. Verdant is located on the top floor or level two of OCMA. So it's interesting the way that they have it numbered within the center. It's level one has the four main galleries. The mezzanine level, or 1M, is actually the second floor, and that houses the Fred Eversley Gallery right now. And then Verdant is on the top floor. So that space currently is not completed. Our furniture, just like everything else during the pandemic, was delayed. So we did find out that it looks like it's touching down December 5th, and we're so excited. Kind of get to settle in finally. And the space outside is spectacular. The garden, I think as it continues to grow and we have such amazing weather, like you said, that's going to be a definite hot spot for events. We've already done to date, 15 events that have utilized that space. We did our first wedding on Sunday and it was spectacular.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun.
Alyssa, in terms of a sit-down dinner inside and outside in that second-level space, what's the maximum you can accommodate for sit-down? Because it's a little deceptive, and I bet it's a big number.
Currently, we're kind of calling it at 400, utilizing both locations. Outside, weather permitting, we have done 400. But because weather can be, you know, a little unruly and unpredictable at times, with the indoors, we're saying about 150. So we feel safe that we could tent 270, 300 and get another 100 safely inside.
I get the feeling you're going to be doing some serious events there. And let's not forget, the bar is a work in progress, but it's huge. Tell us a little bit about the bar and what the plans are for there, because in Orange County, that's always going to be a popular attraction.
Absolutely. So we're still developing that program as we can continue to develop Verdant and the space. It does house 24 seats, so it is large, like you said. Obviously very modern, sleek, all white. It has really lovely bright lights, which draw attraction from the outside. You know, everybody looks good there. It's got those sexy leather panels on the bottom. And we are going with more the names of all of the cocktails are art influenced. We have an Untitled One. We have the Elixir. A few of them are nods to different artists throughout the galleries right now. Fred Eversley has a piece called Light and Space. So we did a cocktail. Pardon our call here. We did a cocktail nod to him. We were also moved by his pieces on the mezzanine level. So as it continues to grow, we're really looking at working with more additive-free spirits and things that maybe are not as popular in a normal bar but would fit with our plant-forward concept.
And your hours, the museum, I believe, is closed on Monday, but your hours for Verdant will coincide with the operating hours of the museum, correct?
That's correct.
Let's bring Chef Nick back into the conversation. Nick, both you and Ross have had really extensive experience in fine dining and catering, but doing catering at a level that, you know, it's fine dining food that's coming out. You have two kitchens at the Orange County Museum of Art. The kitchen that is on the level that Verdant is in is very small by necessity because it was basically retrofitted. But the kitchen you have on the main level, by standards of large catering operations, It's not huge. How do you juggle all of that? Is it a matter of just utmost efficiency? Give us a little bit of a clue, because it's, you know, neither kitchen is very large.
So we utilize the back hallways to play large events, and if the event is outside, we actually use the dining room and pipe and drape it and set up a little satellite plate up area inside the dining room. So we have options. It is very tight, though, that's for sure.
Well, again, I think all the years of experience that both of you have had definitely come into play there. It's obviously a tremendous opportunity, but at the same time, it is definitely a big challenge. Nick and Ross, in terms of planning the menu at Verdant, tell us how that process works. And when we come back from the top of the hour break, we're going to actually talk about some of the specific dishes that are on the menu. Because, again, you had to be, you know, very creative, but you also had a mandate in terms of the menu being plant forward.
Definitely. I think, you know, I took, you know, once we knew we were kind of in the plans for this, and we started, you know, how do we make vegetarian vegan food approachable for people who weren't vegetarian and vegan. And, you know, the idea of my thought process was, you know, how do we make these vegetables taste meaty so you're not missing that protein? And so, you know, like, I think the tagine is a good example of that, which is a lot of good roasted root vegetables cooked for a long time slowly and developing those flavors in each step of the cooking process and using, you know, really bold, exciting spices. And I think, you know, we accomplished that. And, you know, we started early fermenting stuff so we can add, you know, extra depth of flavor to those dishes.
Any surprises at this point? You've only been open a very short period of time, but hold that thought until we come back from break. But any surprises at this point about, you know, certain dishes that are on the menu or certain feedback that you got? We are talking with the triumvirate that is part of Verdant at the new Orange County Museum of Art, which they like to refer to as ACMA. You know, that's fine by me. That's Chefs Ross Pangelinan, Nick Weber, and their other partner, Elisa McDermott. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. It's our top of the hour break. Don't wander far.
I'm coming up.